Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, loony Democrat Representative Dan Goldman just asked the internet that Democrats are pretending that there is no Antifa right now, which is going to be hilarious when we find they've been funding them. But let him get good and on the record before we find the funding. Dan Goldman posted this on X. Name one member of Antifa. If it explicitly calls for the overthrow of the U.S. government, where can I find that statement? Trump is trying to suppress opposition by labeling anyone who dissents as a domestic terrorist. Well, I know where you could find one. Yeah, you could find one in federal prison. Two, actually, the ones who murdered that Border Patrol agent in Vermont in January. Yeah, and you can find Benjamin Song and seven others from his Antifa cell. He's a former Antifa member. And then formed a cell of the John Brown Gun Club. They attempted to execute a border patrol agents in Alvarez, Texas, outside the building. They shot up a cop full of bullets, but thankfully he lived. Anyway, the internet exploded because there's so many Antifa in prison. I know who else you could find. How about the two that tried to kill Michael Knowles when he was speaking on campus in 2023 and 300 conservative students? They had enough bombs to do that. That couple was convicted, and they're in federal prison right now. They're Antifa as well. Want me to keep going? Okay. I know where you can find some. There's video from Eugene, Oregon last night, where it happened again. Antifa surrounded the ICE building in Eugene, Oregon. And what is becoming a horrific, folks, watch this flashpoint. This one's going to explode. What the Democrats are doing is sending their Antifa friends, who they know darn well are real, to surround these ICE buildings. The domestic terrorist group's local television is posted at entrances, exits, pounding on doors and windows. You can see the video. Sources inside say employees are having to find alternative exits. And why is this? Because Eugene, Oregon is a Democrat city. So once again, when they call 911, whose job it is to remove them, they're standing on a city sidewalk. The police don't come. Watch that. Watch that. This is where we are going. A time is coming, if we continue down this road, where Democrats will shoot up ABC newsrooms, like in Sacramento a couple of days ago, and the police won't come. They'll say, oh, left-wing shooter. Okay, Antifa. Yeah, was it a conservative group they shot at? Yeah, we're busy right now. We got parking tickets to write. Call somebody else. That's where that's going. This is going to be the next level of dual justice. Now, if this was just going on in Eugene, Oregon, that would be one thing. But it's going on in Portland, too. I've played you that audio. Take a listen from Fox News. The police don't come because Antifa is above the law. And folks, when the people in the apartment condominium across from the ICE building call and say they're violating the noise ordinance, goes on all night, they blare the sirens, police don't come. They don't come, not even in response to their calls, because Antifa is above the law. Here's Portland.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street, and Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law.
That's Antifa.
And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send the cops.
No cops. This is the opposite side of dual justice. I warned about it for years. We go to prison. The law is applied to us in extreme ways. But gradually, groups on the left and people on the left become completely above the law. Laws don't apply. Police don't even come. Where have we seen this before? LA riots. Why did Trump have to send the National Guard in? Do not forget this, because this is going to be important. This is going, you're going to need to remember this. Something is about to happen with this. Do you remember the mayor of LA?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Personally, according to UK Daily Mail, went to the dispatch center to make sure the police could not be dispatched to help the ICE agents when they were overwhelmed by the liberal lunatics and Antifas and black blocs, some of them Antifas, some of them other groups that had surrounded the building and wouldn't let them leave. They were trapped there for hours. That's why Trump had to send the National Guard, because Karen Bass held back the police. They want bloodshed, preferably murder. And now it's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Chicago. This was Friday.
Fox cameras captured violent confrontations Friday between those anti-ICE protesters and federal agents moving in to stop them at an ICE facility near Chicago. DHS officials are blaming the chaos on Democrat leaders and say they could get no help from police under the governor's sanctuary jurisdiction.
See?
So they're in there by themselves, likely outnumbered because there's so many people around them. All the while, Democrats keep going after ICE.
This is wrong. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Now, in Eugene, Oregon last night, the police wouldn't come. So eventually, federal officers had to come and get the people out of the building and away from the violent liberal loons. But folks, this is a tactic. Here's Illinois governor and left-wing lunatic J.D. Pritzker. Okay, the Democrats are doing this on purpose. They're going to cause deaths. They're going to blame Trump and ICE. They're trying to get Trump to have to send in federal troops to stop leftists from beating, hurting, and killing ICE so they can then claim this.
One of the reasons Donald Trump wants to send troops into American cities is because he wants to be able to take control of the 2026 elections. If they've got troops in cities and it becomes a kind of norm for people, then it won't be abnormal for them when they're going to vote having troops at the ballot boxes. He'll say that he's protecting the ballot. And if he thinks that his party isn't going to win, then they very well could do what they suggested they were going to do in 2020, which is take control of the ballot boxes.
See? See how it works? Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Tara, you want the police to come? Question mark. Tell 911 that Antifa is being attacked by red hats. They'll come quickly. That's funny, but actually, I think that's a real thing. Like, I think that would probably work. Another texter writes, start using lethal force. Folks, every night the federal government has to put snipers on the roof in Portland, Oregon of that ICE building. They mostly fire tear gas and rubber bullets. But folks, that's hand-to-hand combat. That's the beginning of a civil war. That's what the left is doing. The spark that really trips the violence may come from what the Democrats are doing with these facilities. And when it happens, I wanted you to have the background to know what you're watching.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.